There's a lot of things in this old world that just do not make sense. Like why there's so few believers on the firing line, while so many others sit the fence. But if you want to know where the Word of God stands, and believe it wants to use your feet and hands, it's time to take your faith out of the seats and into the streets, and come along with me. If you only look, then you will see on WCN TV.
Welcome back to WCN TV. It's Tuesday, September 8th, 2026. Hard to believe our summer is gone. I missed August altogether. I don't know about you guys. July, I noticed July, kind of, but I didn't notice August. I don't know where we skipped the month. Anyway, welcome back. Today, we're going to welcome a first-time guest. Pastor Zachariah Zimmerman leads the Impact the City Church and Ministries in Anderson, Indiana. He has worked with children and teens, mentoring youth, and has been involved in juvenile and jail ministries, helping kids get out of gangs, off drugs, and helping with other addictions. He's also been helping homeless families get off the streets for good by helping them find employment and housing. In the past 2 years, he has helped over 2,000 homeless families find housing, employment, and other needed resources. And since 2008, nearly 7,000 kids have gotten out of gangs and have changed their lives. He's also been on the forefront of helping families impacted by the major flooding that has taken place this summer. And so we're going to be talking about all that. Pastor Zach, welcome to the program. I know we had some technical issues at the start there, but I'm glad we got you on.
Glad to be here.
If you could move a little bit to your right, that little thing in the back, there's a little hat that even a little inch, a little bit more. There you go.
Yeah.
You got a little hat in the back coming out of your head.
Oh, I know, it's cowboy hat.
Well, welcome to the program. I don't have a lot of notes or questions. I'm gonna kind of let you tell us your story. Why don't we start with your personal testimony?
You mean how I came to faith in Christ?
Yes.
Well, back in 2004, I was going through a rough time in my life, and I just couldn't take it anymore. So I made a couple of phone calls and was going to end up taking my life. Put a loaded gun to my head and pulled the trigger 15 times. Heard what clicks. I'm like, there's no way. I loaded 15 blanks. So after about a minute and a half, I pointed the gun to the ceiling and all the rounds went right through the ceiling. Heard a voice tell me to get on my knees and beg for forgiveness, which I did. I don't know why, but I looked at this clock on the wall at the time. And as I was dropping to my knees, because I told this person, I don't even know who you are, and this is, I'm the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm telling you to get on your knees. So I just fell. And I cried out. And then when I was done crying, I looked back at the wall. It was the same hour, same minute, and same second, except for it was 3 days later. So I cried out for three solid days.
Wow.
And then the voice told me, he goes, I forgave you the second you said you were sorry. You did all that crying for no reason at all. And I'm like, so the Lord has a sense of humor. And I was like, so where do you want me to go to church? And he goes, I don't want you to go to church. I want you to read your Bible. Because you broke your foot, you're not working, so you can read. So I was like, okay. So I went to my desk, got this Bible, and he goes, that's not a Bible. It's missing verses. Let's go get you a Bible. So we go went to Family Christian Bookstore, and I got a Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort Easy to Read King James, and then I got a regular King James, and I start studying it from sunup to sundown every day. Then after about a month, the Lord led me to Church on the Word, where I eventually got baptized. And then became the youth and student pastor that very, very same day. And then after that, I asked the pastor, I was like, so how many kids do I have? And he goes, well, right now you have right there. I said, I only got one kid. That's all I get, one kid. He goes, you want any more? Go get them. So that's exactly what I did. I went down to the west side of Indianapolis, started interacting with the kids involved with street gangs and stuff. Started building relationships with them and sharing Christ with them little by little, and started helping kids get out of gangs that way. Eventually led them to Christ, built the church up, and then started a sports ministry program. And then from there, it's history. And then in 2024 of May, the Lord asked me, I heard the Lord say, who do I send? And I said, send me. And he said, okay, I want you to start a church like Church on the Word, because there's not a church like it. So that's exactly what I did. So I did everything that I was doing back then with Impact City Church and Ministries, except for I've added more to it. By adding more to it, I mean, for instance, not only am I helping kids get out of gangs and off of drugs, but I'm also helping homeless families find housing and employment, which right now in the four counties that I'm working in, there's nowhere for kids to go. One of the homeless tent communities I go into has over 1,200 families in them, either mom and kids, mom, dad and kids, or just dad and kids. You know, and I know the Lord will eventually allow me to open Impact Family Housing, which will be able to take 60 to 100 families off the street every 3 months and rehabilitate them back into society. But currently, I've partnered with over 180 employers, and I have 10 landlords that are working with me to help these homeless families get housing and employment. Same day, no questions asked.
Tell us about the city that you're in. Where is Anderson, Indiana?
Okay, you know, so Anderson,
what's the population? What's the atmosphere like there?
The population is sitting at 55,449. It's to me, it's like the best place in the world to live, because everybody lives among everybody. And what I mean by that is, Anderson, you will not find a neighborhood that is strictly for one ethnic background or another. Everybody lives among everybody. Sadly, 77% of all the people don't even attend church anymore. It's the church's fault. And what I mean by that is, everybody wants you to go to church, but they do not want to bring the church to you. So that's what Impact the City does. We bring the church to the people. So we currently do not have a building. Last Sunday service alone, one out of the four I preached at a local park, which was Shadyside, I had over 12,000 in attendance.
Wow.
A lot of my attendees are of the homeless population, or they're in poverty, because 35.9% of children under the age of 12 are in poverty. If you want to add in children above 12 to, let's say, 17, then you'll actually go ahead and round that up from 35.9% to almost 61.5%. There's like really no jobs here, except for the casino. All the major jobs have already left. It's been deserted.
What part of the state are you in? I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to look at the map.
Oh, you're fine. So, like, for instance, if you know where Indianapolis is,
yep,
just north of Indianapolis, you'll have Fishers, then Noblesville, And then you'll go from that out to Kokomo, up to South Bend. Well, right next to Noblesville to the east is where you'll see Anderson, LaPel, and then Anderson. And then, of course, we do Anderson location. Plus, we impact Muncie as well, along with Daleville, Yorktown, Middletown, Newcastle, and Spiceland, Indiana.
Okay. And you don't have a church building, right?
Currently, we do not have a church building. I have been using other places, such as there's a school cafeteria that I preach in. Plus, I go into the homeless tent communities to preach there. Pretty much all the funding comes out of my pocket, which is kind of hard, but I have to do what I have to do to preach the word. And, plus all the ministries that I'm doing, almost 99% of the funding comes from me, because I see that it's very important to give back. But sadly, I'm in no financial state, to turn around and help these families who have lost their homes and all the stuff that they've had from the flooding that we just had.
Tell us a little bit about that situation.
Okay, the flooding that took place, all of Yorktown, Indiana, was completely underwater. We had to use kayaks and canoes to actually get into people's upstairs windows to get them out of their places. That's how bad their homes flooded. The whole downstairs was underwater. I helped the police department there in that area, along with the fire department, use kayaks and actually bust windows out to get people out of their homes, because the river was so high up, it flooded the entire area to the point that the school was underwater. Everything was underwater, including the police station.
How many other volunteers from the community were there?
For Yorktown, there was about maybe 200 people that showed up, mm-hmm. which was very good. Anderson, a lot of homes were destroyed, but sadly, we lost three tent communities, and one of them was the biggest one. All those people are now without homes. Their tent community's gone.
Yeah.
And, the other night, I was just driving around and I saw a couple of families sleeping in the median of the major road there, dividing the highway, which State Road 9 is actually considered a highway that has a bunch of stoplights. But people are now sleeping in the middle of the road in the medians. Or they're waiting for like Olive Garden and places like that to close down for the night. And then they're sleeping in the front yard of those businesses.
Hmm. So you said there really isn't any industry in the area.
There's really not a whole lot of industry in the area, except for trucking companies that are coming in and, starting up. Interstate Warehousing is here now, which they brought in maybe 50 jobs. 100 jobs total from all their shifts. Mm-hmm. You got Nestle that's there and they run different shifts. But when you actually look at exactly the amount of people that live here, and from what you see the city in, I mean, there's really not enough jobs for people that actually pay anything. I think Nestle starts out at $15 an hour. Unless you have a CDL, you're not going to get a truck driving job. Interstate Warehousing, I think, starts out $12 an hour. Then you got all the restaurants that pay minimum wage, which right now is sitting at $7.25 an hour.
So you mentioned that you're kind of partnering with some of the employers. Who are they that you're partnering with?
Well, I partnered with Nestle. I've partnered with Interstate Warehousing. I've partnered with all of the local restaurants in the area and fast food chains. And also there's Boar's Head out of Newcastle that I partnered with. I can send them anybody and they'll hire them on the spot, no matter of convictions, of past convictions or whatever. They'll hire anybody. Also, just turned around and got GM involved up in Marion, Indiana, their stamping plant. They're now going to help people that need jobs, which really works out well. You know, let's see here, who else? Muncie Missions, I can send people there and they'll hire them. We'll pay them $10 an hour to start.
So let's stick with Anderson right now. What are the churches like there? Do you get any help from other churches?
I do not get any help
in the outreach.
No, I do not. Okay. Like the other churches in the area, they tell me that their focus is overseas. Unless it's actually affecting their church community, like, for instance, just their church and the people in their church, then they'd rather send their money to missionaries overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, sadly, our mission field is our back door.
Exactly.
And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, the focus should be in Anderson. The focus should not be in Ethiopia, Sudan, or any of those places. It should be right here. Until this is fixed, we can't go fix somewhere else.
You know? Well, see, it's easy to send a check, and it's easy to, it's fun to go on a vacation disguised as a mission trip. But to actually get your hands dirty in your own backyard, people don't want to do that. So I knew the answer to your question when I asked it, but I just wanted to hear it. So,
like with the gang intervention ministry, if you go on my website there, since you got to pull it up, you can actually click on it. And
where is that?
Scroll down.
Oh, scroll down.
Keep scrolling down. Yep. There's my son and I right there. Right down here. Yep. And then it says Impact Gang Ministry. If you click on it, you can actually pull up a picture there. That's myself wearing the Impact sweatshirt. And those are three of the boys from the south side of Chicago there that I've been working with. I go all over the place when it comes to gang intervention. I got three other individuals that help me. I got Marcus that's currently in south side of Chicago now working with these kids and all the rest of them. I got another one on the west side of Detroit. And then I also have one on the west side of Indianapolis and Hogville. We go into neighborhoods that the police will not go into. Coroner's office don't even go in the neighborhoods we go into.
So when you go into a neighborhood, what how do you start things out?
Just start talking to people, you know? I mean, I've had guns pulled on me before, and I just ask them how they're doing. You know, and they're like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm a pastor. Well, we don't need – I said, I already know. I already know. I want to hear your story. I'm not here to shove the Bible down your throat. I'm not here to throw a Bible at you. I want to hear your story. And if this is the path that you think that you and God have both chosen, that is the right path for your future. And if it's not, would you like help, like your mentorships? How's your schooling going? Because I can help you with tutoring. It's all about building relationships with these kids. A lot of 99% of these kids, there's no fathers involved. The fathers are either in jail, prison, or dead, or they're just not involved at all. Moms are, working 2, 3, 4 jobs. They don't even know what's going on with their own kids. Like, for instance, the young boy to my left there, that's Jalen, the boy that I actually have my hand around. That is actually Daniel. Right before that took place, this picture here was taken. That was right after his baby brother, Samuel, was shot to death right in front of us.
Wow.
Close range. And that's us walking away from the scene. And that other boy right there is Joshua, the other brother of Samuel there.
Okay, so if some of these kids do accept your help, what's the next
step? Well, they already have. That picture there was actually taken about 6 months ago.
No, I mean when they accept help, what's the next step? What do you do
first? The next step is I go with them personally and sit down with the actual gang leader himself and let the gang leader know that this individual wants out of this life. He's not flipping sides. He's not wanting to go become a rat or a narc. What he's wanting to do is he's wanting to better his life and his future. And he doesn't see this as the proper path. You know, a lot of times they hear the stupid comment, well, you know, we're blood brothers. You know, we're in it for life. We got to kill him. You're not going to kill the kid, okay? The kid's not doing anything wrong. He wants to have a family someday. He wants a future. And then I look at him and say, you need to tell him what you want to do with your life. You know, Joshua there, he actually went and told him, you know, he goes, I want to be a lawyer someday. I want to turn around and help defend people who are being wrongfully accused. And, you know, the gang leader turned around and said, you know what, if you're actually being truthful and honest, then you're out. Just don't ever let us work, you know, catch you wearing another person's rag or, you know, involved with other people, you know, the other group. And they agree and they get out. And then my team and I, along with some local churches on the south side of Chicago there, will actually turn around and mentor these kids, be a father present in their lives, help them with tutoring, and help guide them through the process of actually becoming a God-fearing man.
And have you had opportunities to meet the parents?
Oh, absolutely. I meet all the parents.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not one kid I've helped since 2004 out of over close to 35,000 or more kids I've helped since 2004 that got out of gangs and changed their life around that I've not met the parents. Because I go to the parents up front and I tell them exactly what I'm doing, building relationships with your son to help him better his life and to be a role model to him. And I'm asking your permission to do so. I want the parents to know that we're out there present. And I even introduce them to the other ones involved. Because it's really good to let your parents know that, hey, look, we're around your kids and we're not perverts and we're not pedophiles. We're actually out here trying to help better your kids' lives.
Right, right. And have you been able to mentor these kids to a point where they're able to go out and minister also?
Oh, absolutely. Out of all the kids that I've helped over the years, I think I've actually personally baptized 3/4 of them, if not more. Go down to the White River and baptize them in the river.
Yeah.
Over the years.
From our studio audience, Russ has a question.
Yeah, Zach, I was just wondering, were you ever in a gang? Where did you come out of a gang yourself?
I joined a gang in 1993, and I got out in 1996 when a buddy of mine was shot to death in my car. As I told him not to wear his rag and not to tilt his hat because we're in the neighborhood he shouldn't do it in, and they blew his brains out in the front seat of my car. And after that, I decided, well, I'm never going to get involved in this anyway. I'm done with it. And I got out. Good thing is, never carried a firearm, never killed anybody. And I was just in it because at the time I wanted protection because people were beating me up.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And where were you living at that time?
Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh, east side.
Okay.
Well, the far east side.
Yeah. You wouldn't think that the gang activity would be that heavy in the city that you're in.
Well, currently the Anderson location, we have over 65 active gangs involved.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes, we have LA Kings here, which are called Latin Kings. We have Vice Lords, we have Gangster Disciples, Bloods, Crips, and then we have other little local things that are popping up. Like, for instance, we have the Ninth Street Thugs that are against the Seventh Street, whatever they want to call themselves, and it just goes on and on. Just a bunch of kids starting their own little groups here and there to cause mischief. But since Impact the City Church Ministries has came in, according to Sheriff's Department, crime is actually down by minors by 65.5% in almost 2 years.
Wow. And
minors are down by 97%.
And so you take this information to the local pastors. What do they talk? Do you talk to them at all?
Yeah, I really do. I sit down and share with them what we're doing, and they just do not want to like get involved at all. You know, I have one small church that has a congregation of 5 members, and then the pastor himself, and they actually let me use their building to hold Impact Citywide Creativity, which we just held our very first one. A couple of weeks ago, good thing was it was just an event we put on to see how the communities would accept it, and we had over 300 kids show up, which was pretty cool. We had one kid, we had a group of kids that actually painted a mural all the way around another church building up in Muncie, and they just completed that the other day. They've been working on that for a long time, but the whole entire church all the way wrapped around, beautiful mural that they did. And then plus, you know, we got kids from Indianapolis and the area here that, you know, involved with Christian rap, and we let them turn around and put on a rap thing outside and let these kids just go at it, you know, rapping about the Lord. You know what I mean? It was a lot of fun. Looks like we're going to be possibly putting on another one. Hopefully soon before the winter hits.
So yeah. how big is your team?
My team right now is myself and 7 others that are local with me. And then I have the 3 gentlemen that are stationed, you know, for gang intervention. They choose to live there. They're on the grounds 24/7 with these kids. And then I go and help out as much as I can, because my focus right now is helping homeless families find housing and employment to get these young kids off the street, because nobody else wants them.
Yeah.
And when you see a you know, 6-year-old, 8-year-old, and 10-year-old child die from starvation, and the mother sitting there screaming because there's nobody's willing to help feed their kids, and they're inside of a dumpster scraping the bottom of it for food even though it's molded, it really gets to you. So my team of myself and 7, you know, pretty much do the homeless ministry. And like I say, we're impacting 4 counties, which is a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of ground, and it takes a lot out of us.
Well, that is a big territory.
And then hopefully, you know, we're about to start Impact Sports next spring, which we're really looking forward to that. And then Zone will go with the gang ministry, which would be a safe house for the kids to actually come and get off the streets to build relationships.
So you're actually going to have a living facility for the kids?
Impact, if you click on Ending Homelessness there. Okay, so Ending Homelessness, it's all about having a place where the families can get off the streets together, get the tools and resources they need for a better tomorrow. We're going to help them with, you know, toward stability, employment, financial independence, permanent housing. That family right there that you see, that is the second family that I helped back in June of 2024. After me meeting them in the homeless tent community, I saw her digging in a dumpster. He was back at the tent area with his kids, and she showed me this tent community, and she's like, well, this is my family, because we got to talking. I really didn't want to go in the woods by myself with her because, you know, of course, I'm a guy, but I was like, you know what, let's just go ahead and do it. And I met her husband and her kids. So that's Tasha, and that's Jamal right there, the parents. And then that is Sarah and Malik. And that place right behind them, even though it says Impact Family, a place for hope, that is actually their house. I put that there so it would look like it was like a shelter place, but that is actually their house. They are standing in front of this place right here that a landlord friend of mine gave them to live in, free rent, all utilities included, for 6 months. He got a job in Interstate Warehousing, and she got a job at Nestle. And then after they after the 6 months was up, Tony went ahead and gave them this house.
Wow.
So they're at the bus stop right now with their kids in front of the house waiting for the bus to come. So I snapped that picture myself.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, since June of 2024, I've been helping homeless families find housing and employment.
Yeah. In the case of this particular family, how did they end up getting being homeless in the first place?
Well, what happened was he got sick. He was actually hospitalized. I forget what it was. Something very bad, you know, that he got. And she was working, but the problem was she couldn't pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually pretty much in ICU from what I was told. And then all of a sudden his health came back, but they were too far gone. They took the house, they took everything, and then they were stuck on the streets, had no family, nobody to go to. And then, of course, they fired her because she was trying to find a place for her and her kids to go. So now they both didn't have a job, and they ended up on the streets, and nobody would help them.
Wow.
The state said that, well, we'll take your kids. And she was like, you're not taking my kids. So they pretty much went into hiding and started sleeping in tents and digging through dumpsters for food. Hmm. And they did that for almost 3 years because nobody would help them.
Wow.
Just like all the other families. Like the very first family I helped, she lost her husband over in Iraq. He did 5 tours. When she came home, military didn't pay 1 cent on the house like they were supposed to. Said that she was done and she could just go live wherever she wanted because she just got her husband's last paycheck and that was all she got. And it was like, wow, the government don't even care about their own people.
Wow.
Said that because her husband died, that all benefits were over. Her and her kids go back to college, but that's all they were getting.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I found out later that shouldn't have been the case, but it was.
Well, I shouldn't be surprised that the local churches are not helping, but
the local churches here, they don't want anything. Like, you know, I mentioned to my fiance, I was like, you know, some days I wish I was in Wisconsin. And she goes, why? I said, the people in the churches up there are a lot different. They actually care.
Well, the people, really. The people, maybe, not the churches. 99% of the churches will not allow our newspaper in, even though we've been publishing for 27 years. It's a long story on that, but we are just too controversial. So. Yeah.
I used to have your newspaper sent to me all the time, but I ran out of funds to the point that it was either let this family over here eat a couple of meals or renew my subscription. And I'm like, well, I think it's better to let these people eat.
Yes. That you made the right call.
Yeah.
So how can people help you? Let's go through your website here. Show us what's on the website first, Pastor, and then we'll get into how people can help.
So pretty much, we believe there's still hope for the city. The Lord is not done yet here in Anderson or anywhere else. Our mission is the local communities and surrounding communities. You know, we pretty much focus on Anderson, Daleville, Yorktown, and all the surrounding areas in the communities in the area, which is quite a bit of land and opportunity. But we feel that it's necessary. And then, of course, our vision and purpose is very simple. It's right there in black and white, is to live out our faith and glorify God by impacting the local communities for Jesus Christ, by bridging cultural barriers and conquering brokenness together. It's all about knowing God, finding freedom, discovering your purpose, and making a difference. And that's what I pretty much tell everybody all the time. And then, of course, you know, we don't need to keep adding churches. What we need to do is we need to be the church, and this is why. 77% of people do not attend. And this is actually updated from within the last 45 days. This has been updated. So 77% of people do not attend church. That is the current population, 55,449. And the children 12 and under is 35.9%.
Well, based on what you've told me about the state of the churches in the area, that's probably a good thing.
Correct. We have a couple of mega churches in the area that are pretty much sucking everything dry anyway, which is kind of sad, but it's true. Right here is where you can give any donation of your choosing. You can do a one-time gift or you can go monthly. We do use Zephy, so there's no fees for the church or the giver. Everything is, tax write-off for making donation. We are 501c3, plus we've partnered with ACT International out of Brentwood, Tennessee. They hold us accountable for all of our actions and doings. They actually drive up here multiple times a year to actually go out in the mission field to make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing as a pastor.
So you're not running any empty daycare centers or anything like that?
No, there's no empty daycare centers. There's nothing hidden at all. My current church building, if you go on Google and you type in Impact the City Church of Ministries, that's actually my house. I have a bedroom in there I use for the church office. And then we also hold our small groups. I call them our life groups right here at my house. If you want to learn, right here is something very simple. Welcome to Impact. Imagine a church whose purpose is to welcome those who are far off from God. Church where everyone feels at home from the moment they pull in the parking lot. The reason why this is important is because it's not about what you've done in your past. It's about your future. We're not a museum for saints. We're a hospital for sinners. Our podcast is currently under coming soon. It's under construction. The podcast is. That'll be happening very soon. All the sermons that I've been preaching in buildings and places, they will eventually be on here as well. I do not have that part of it updated. We are all about family. So we actually believe that your kids and you should be growing together. Not just having fun, you wear whatever you want. When I preach on Sundays, I'm either in a polo or in jeans or polo and a pair of shorts, t-shirt. I don't care how you come. Come with flip-flops on or I don't care. I'd rather you be there to learn about Jesus and getting right with him than turning around worrying about what you're wearing to church.
So how do people know where the meetings are going to be?
I post them on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I go on Facebook and actually post them there.
So how do they find you on Facebook?
Impact the City Church of Ministries on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Pretty soon, I've been talking to a local pastor because his congregation is pretty much down to like nothing, about using his church for Saturday evenings and also Sunday mornings, since his services are only on Sunday night. And he's pretty much agreeing that I can go ahead and start using his church. So eventually this will be updated about getting directions and where they're going to be held at. Mm-hmm.
And then, so you basically started this single-handedly, right?
Yes, sir. Lord told me to do it, and I did it.
Okay. So how would other people go about doing that if they've got situations in their communities?
Well, they can reach out to me, and I can help guide them through the steps. Or pretty much prayer, following the Lord, and doing what the Lord tells you to do. Just like I was asleep. And I got woken up out of a dead sleep by hearing a voice tell me, who shall I send? And all I did was say, send me, which is Isaiah 6:8. Mm-hmm. And then, and then from there, praying to the Lord and, asking him for guidance and direction. To get connected, the connect card's on them on the first page there. Go to home real quick. Yeah. Go and scroll down for me. I got to fix that. The button is not working for some weird reason. Right here, it says connect here. Mm-hmm. Just click there. And then it will actually show you this right here on how to your purpose, people, purpose, and opportunity. Fill out this information. You can become a ministry partner, which is actually our membership. I don't really believe in saying, okay, well, you're a member of the church. We're about ministry partnership. That means we are doing ministry together. It's not Pastor Zach's church. It's not Pastor Zach's vision. It's if you want to partner with me and you want to become a ministry partner, then you have a say. You are involved heavily in the church. You can turn around and bring what you want to the church, and we will use you and your talents to the best of our ability and your ability. Because me, I'm more about sending you out than I am turning around and gaining from anything.
Right. Have you attempted to connect with any sponsors or local businesses to help?
Well, Eli Lilly, who's one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies there is, told me that if I had a building and they could see Impact Family Housing up and operational, they would cut me a check for $65 million for the next 50 years.
Hmm.
If I'd be willing to put one of these in every single city in the state of Indiana. And I told them with that amount of money, I would put one in every single city in the state of Indiana, plus other states.
Right.
Because it's all about impact in the local communities.
Well, you kind of need the check first, don't you?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, you know.
We've had some storms here, too, and our house got kind of wrecked. And interesting that the contractors want to check before they do anything.
Right. So. You know, and pretty much, you know, it's been what I've been running into a lot down here. And it's like, you know, I can't do this on my own.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sadly, I just can't. I mean, you know.
Well, I would think that the city city council would be interested in helping in some way. Or
actually, they're not, because they took my ideas and gave it to a local area that actually boosted up their revenue four times the amount, to the point now that the director's salary is close to $1 million himself, and he just bought himself a $600,000 car.
Hmm.
And he's running what they call the men's homeless shelter in the city of Anderson, called the Christian Center. These men are working 23 hours a day in a sweatshop kitchen, picking rat droppings, mice droppings, and cockroaches out of food while he feeds the homeless. And all the beds in there are covered with rats, mice, and cockroaches. And bed bugs, why these guys sleep in these beds.
Wow.
And the city doesn't care, and the mayor here doesn't care about anybody but himself. And he just got done bulldozering a homeless community straight to the ground a week before the floods took place.
Hmm.
Went straight in there and let 50 families leave and find nowhere to go except for in the middle of a parking lot to sleep on concrete.
Well, I also understand what it's like when you're not in the club.
Correct.
So.
Now, if you go back up to the very, if you click out of here and you go back up to the top, if you click over to Articles of Faith, you can read everything that we actually truly believe. But our main thing is at the very, very bottom. So if you scroll at the very bottom, you'll see our main 10 objectives. Our extinctives, I mean, right there. Our distinctives. Our authority is Scripture. Preaching is expository. Our treasure is Jesus. Our counsel is biblical. Our mission is evangelism. Church is family. Our joy is service to the community. And then 8, 9, and 10 are the most important. We've shut down every single Planned Parenthood in the state of Indiana, and we also helped the legislators here actually turned around and signed it into law last year that all abortion in the state of Indiana is murder unless it's detrimental to the mother, that is, the baby is growing in the fallopian tube. Other than that, there's no abortion allowed in the state of Indiana anywhere. And a doctor at a hospital has to perform the procedure if that baby's growing inside the fallopian tube, but both mother and father of the baby have to sign off on it. Plus, the abortion pill is banned in the state of Indiana as well. You can't even get it mailed into you.
Well, that's amazing. Not so long ago, we did some street ministry in Indianapolis with Operation Save America. I wish David was still here because he was there and he would remember what year that was. But yeah, we were involved in some of the at some of the abortion centers there.
Yep.
So. I also saw something on your site there, because I did check you out a little bit, about same-sex marriage and your stance on that.
Maybe oh, absolutely.
Tell us about that.
I'm against it 100%.
Yeah. So are you finding among the young people that you're meeting on the streets, are you in gangs and whatnot, are you finding people, young people involved in gender confusion or any of that
stuff? I've ran into a few on the streets that are involved with gangs about gender confusion. A lot of it is at the schools themselves, like Daleville Elementary over here. They don't have a problem with that because all the teachers and even the principals and faculty, I mean, everybody has Bibles sitting on their desk. They don't actually preach to the kids, but there's Bibles on the desk. A lot of the kids over here go to church every single, you know, Sunday. Now in the city of Anderson, it's a little bit different, but there's no pride flags in any of the classrooms here in Anderson. The teachers really do not talk about that stuff to these kids. They teach that, you know, you're a boy or a girl, right? And they teach what the way you're supposed to be taught anyway about your gender and your identity. Now, there was a school in Pendleton that tried to do that, but Trump just signed an executive order. So now all the bathrooms are back to being boy and girl rather than neutral. And also there's no pride flags there. But that was pretty much the worst place ever that I've actually came across was that school itself.
Well, you're doing well in that area then.
I appreciate it.
Because the rest of the country is not doing so good. So, any questions or comments from the audience at this point? Down to just a few minutes here. Quiet group today, my goodness. Well, Pastor Zach, I will give you the last word then. Give us the most important thing. First of all, the website is impactthecity.org, which if you can see it on the screen there, it's you can't just put in impactthecity.org. You got to put those dashes in there. Otherwise, you come up with a website that doesn't work. But yeah, give us the last word, Pastor Zach.
We just need your help. I mean, anything can do. I'm struggling financially myself to actually keep impacting these communities for Christ all on my own. I really need help financially and also hands on the ground. So if anybody's willing to help, if you're willing to give, we'd really appreciate it. All you do is click on give and give us your donation. If you'd like to get involved, all you have to do is go down to the Connect card on the home screen there.
And do you send out updates?
I send out updates all the time. Okay. If you want a newsletter, I can send a newsletter out to you. If you actually scroll down, you can actually click on the Connect here.
Okay.
fill out your information. And then, of course, you can click any of those there that you would like. And then if you would like a newsletter, all you have, I will send you a reply back to you. And then all you have to do, and I'll ask you in the reply if you would like to have newsletter updates or weekly or monthly updates through email. Because I let you choose if you want an actual newsletter or if you want me to just update you personally through email. Weekly or monthly, which I can do. And then I can also send other information as well that if you're needing it.
Yes, it's much easier if people can do it by email. And if you're watching this program, obviously you've got a computer of some sort, so you can get it by email. I know from experience, because we used to do monthly newsletters, and I can't afford to do that anymore. I will email them, but our monthlies have gone to more like quarterlies. The newspaper is another thing. That's every month, but... The newsletters that we send out to our supporters, between the stamps, the printing, and the envelopes, you're looking at over $1 a piece, and half the time people don't even open them.
The good thing about Impact City Church and Ministry is our newsletters are all emailed out. So if you're wanting an actual newsletter, I can actually email it out to you. It'd be more like exactly what's going on, when it's going on, how it's going. It actually gets into detail on this amount of funds went to this ministry. This is how it was used. It goes into solid detail of exactly everything. If you're just wanting us just to give you an update, then it's just me sending you, an update by word, exactly what's going on and how things are going, and if you can help, please get involved, type of thing.
Yeah. One thing that I might suggest is putting some testimonies of some of the people that you've helped up on the website too, if they're willing to do that. I know that's kind of a touchy subject for a lot of people, but I think that would be a powerful thing to have added to your website. Okay. Get some testimonies. So.
And then there's also one good thing, if you scroll down one more time for me. When it comes down to our ministries there, our War Room ministry is really taking off right here. Click on it. It's all about prayer ministry. I actually have over 100 people from Indiana, throughout the United States, and even some pastors in Africa that are actually part of the War Room prayer ministry for Impact City Church and Ministries. So if you need prayer, all you have to do is fill out this card, and it comes straight to my personal email. If you click on pastoral staff, it will stay with me, and pretty much me, I'm the pastoral staff. If you pick pastoral staff prayer team, it'll go to that, and then if you pick everyone, I send it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you actually say just a prayer team, then okay, well, that's the local prayer team I'll send it to. If you say send it to everyone, I'll send it all the way across the entire world so people are actually praying for you.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, you have given us some hope here today. And I can add one more pastor on my list of good guys in the country that I know. Unfortunately, I only know about four, maybe five here in Wisconsin. But Russ has a comment. Come on in, Russ. You might be muted. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. You have the information that he was given on contacting him that you could send email, or is it on your Wisconsin Christian website? I didn't look at all the through. I just signed on.
Yeah. How do people just contact you directly if they just want to send you a note?
Okay. They can fill out the Connect card. They can put out this right here. Or they can actually go ahead, and if you like this, you can go ahead and write it down. It's Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, Zachariah, Z-A-C-H-A-R-I-A-H, Zimmerman, Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N, at Impact, I-M-P-A-C-T, the, T-H-E, city, altogether.org.
See, I...
Okay.
When he first gave that to me, I had it on a little sticky note. And I had to... It took me like four lines.
Also, you can reach me at 765-400-9574, which is Impact the City Church and Ministries mobile number. And you will reach me direct 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm always available.
Otherwise, folks, just if you missed that, just email me. And it's just rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com. And I will get your message to him. So one way or another, we'll connect you.
I appreciate you.
Oh. All right. Anyone else in the audience before we call it a night here? Oh, I heard. Thought I heard something.
Well, I just appreciate what you're doing. It sounds like you've got it going on there, and except for the finances. But, man, what you're doing is awesome. So that's all I got to say, and I'll be getting in touch with you.
I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. It's a rare ministry, and we are thankful that you are out there doing it. So...
Well, I appreciate y'all. If you ever need anything with your guys' ministry with this paper, I'd be happy to help.
I'm gonna put you on the list so you get your subscription back. I didn't know you had one, and it.
Yeah, I've had one since 2006.
Okay. Well. We'll be shipping them again tomorrow. So,
do you need my address, Rob?
No, I have it.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. So we'll ship it tomorrow. You should, depending on the mail service, you should have it by either the end of the week or sometime in October.
So, awesome. That'd be great. I can do that too.
Yep. Okay. All depends on
the answer. I love your guys' ministry. Always have.
All righty. Well, thank you all, and y'all have a good week. I have to get up early. I'm going to be working at 3 a.m. I was going to say bright and early, but it's actually dark and early because I got to hit the road tomorrow. So, I'll see you next time. God bless.
God bless.
Share the program. Share the program.